are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, today is a beautiful Sunday filled with love, light, happiness, and laughter, broadcasting from our beautiful spaceship in Sherman Oaks, California. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your frequency. As you know, we are in a world of crazy times. Things are changing, rearranging, manging, mainframing, baming, and shaming. In a nutshell, that's what's happening. Guys, you have just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on, once again, LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. If you want to call in live on the air, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Listen up, guys. We got a very special guest in the studio. A very, very special guest in the studio today. We have the one, the only, Joshua Morgan.
Los Angeles, how you doing today? Hey,
hey, hey. Oh, whoa.
David, I gotta say, dude, it's an honor being here with you today, dude. It's a complete, total honor, man. I'm excited.
Hey, bro, the honor is all mine. Please.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
Oh, absolutely. Just to let you guys know, Joshua Morgan is a very successful individual, along with a successful individual, a dear friend of mine, also entrepreneur.
Oh, God.
He's everything. He's a genius.
Oh, man.
He is a genius.
Yeah. You're just putting me out there.
Literally.
Man. You're the genius, man.
No.
You're the genius.
Whoa. You're just going to kill me with your kindness, Josh. So the reason why I brought him on the show is because he's always had a really great grasp on life. And when I say that, I mean he's always been very logical in his conclusions.
I try.
Well, you succeed, young man.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm just kidding. I think you're like older than me.
No.
So I thought that with Josh's expertise in one, being an amazing person, two, being in all around, honestly, he's an amazing individual, an entrepreneur, very smart guy. He's been around the block with many things in life, and that's why we have him on the show, Josh.
Oh, thank you so much, man. You are too kind.
Oh,
you
man.
Are too kind for having me here, man. Talking about me like that, talking about me, calling me amazing, all
You're
that
crazy.
Stuff. But
You're crazy. Well, guys, today is a very important show.
Why is that?
Because we're going to be talking about how to let go of the things that don't serve you anymore, right? Now, on the show, as you guys know, for you people that are just addicted to the vibration station, you need your fix. Well, here you go. If you guys listen to the station, you know that we always talk about how to better your life. It's always a little bit spiritual, but along with that, it's logical, and we try to give you a scientific explanation behind our beliefs or behind the things that we state to be the way things work, or true for us. That doesn't mean that they have to work for you. It means we're just throwing it out on the table. And if it does work for you, great. If it doesn't, I'm sure that you have, or you will find something that works just as good. So, to kick off the show, as you know, today we're going to be talking about how to let go of the things that do not serve you. Detach from what does not serve you. Now, when I say that, I'm going to kick off, with a little example of what I'm talking about. Have you ever had, and Josh, this is a question directly for you.
Okay.
Have you ever had something in your life happen, or someone says something to you, or does something to you, or you don't get something that you want, and you are constantly thinking about that, and it almost literally feels like a weight on your shoulders?
Oh, all the time, man.
Right?
All the time.
Right.
Yeah.
With that, what emotions do you feel when you're experiencing this heaviness, when you're experiencing this level of confinement, possibly this level of claustrophobia? I need to say, I'm gonna interrupt myself and say that when there's something that's eating me, or something that's on my mind that I'm having a difficult time really fully 150% just letting go of, what actually happens is I start to feel claustrophobic. I literally feel claustrophobic in my own body. And that's weird to think about, because I'm in an open space when I'm feeling claustrophobic, but my thoughts, my head, my mind, my consciousness, that's what's making me feel so claustrophobic. So Josh,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you, when you're in this state, of density, is it easy for you to focus on other things? Is it easier for you to go on with your life when you're thinking about something?
Well, I have my very own example, you know.
Please.
I just got out of a 8-month relationship.
Wow.
For some of you, it's not that long.
There
you
go. But, no, that is a perfect example. Josh, thank you for bringing that up.
Well,
please go on.
It's an 8-month relationship. We just broke up about 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, me too. You know, it was a fun 8-month trip, you know.
Right.
Something
right.
I haven't really experienced in a long time. And
right.
I had a lot of good times with this girl. We broke up because we had a lot of differences, and they kept clashing and clashing and clashing. And,
right, right.
The night that we broke up, I felt somewhat relieved,
right,
but somewhat alone.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I felt alone. I felt, like you said, claustrophobic. I couldn't drive my car. I felt...
Really?
My hands were shaking. You know, I felt so alone. You know, it's not the same when you don't have a companion.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when you are surrounding yourself with a person for 8 months, even something as short or as long, because 8 months is a while, man. That's over half a year. literally, it takes 2 weeks to fully like get set into a neural net. Do you know a neural net? Okay.
Yeah.
Guys on the show, this is the science aspect of the spiritual part, if you say, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I guess kind of in a way. Well, what we're saying, not spiritual. let me explain it. You take it for whatever you want. A neural net. So we have in our brains, obviously, neurons and synapses. What a neural net is when you get into a routine, when you get into a pattern of thinking, that actually physically in your brain is neurons and synapses that have created a net. It is literally a neural net. of neurons and synapses that is set in your brain, and every single time that you follow that same pattern, you reinforce those neural nets. So the reason why I'm telling you this is if you get into an 8-month relationship, what happens is in your consciousness, in your brain, you actually develop the neural net to where you become somewhat dependent on that routine a little bit, right? Yeah. You become dependent to see that person. And if you don't see that person after a while, you start to worry, you start to think, you start to wonder, and you start to feel out of ease. You start to get out of control of your happiness and of the moment because you're so set in your neural net. So
yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Being in a relationship for 8 months and then getting out of it, you will feel like withdrawals. You know what I mean? There's definitely a sense of withdrawal. So please go on.
So honestly, I broke up with her that night. It was horrible. I felt somewhat relieved, as I said before, but as the next day, I woke up with a smile on my face. It was very strange. You know, I let go. I'm ready for a new future, a better future.
Nice.
Now, after dating this girl, I figured out what the perfect girl would be for me.
Okay.
You know?
Nice.
So I understand, like, going through different relationships, meeting different people, you actually know what type of person you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, Josh.
It's amazing. It's amazing what the brain can do to you.
It is, man.
All through experiences, man. All through experiences. It just happens over and over again.
Hell yeah. Josh, I love you, buddy. I'm really glad that...
I love you, man.
Really glad you're here today. What a good guy.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, man. I love you, man.
Hey, man, but what I do have to tell you, something that that is very prominent about what you just said, is you're absolutely right. You're absolutely 150% right. We go through experiences to define certain things for ourselves and about ourselves. Also, Josh said that, you know, he tried this relationship with this girl and it didn't work out, you know, and that just showed him what he wants, the type of that defined for him more, right? The kind of girl that you want to spend the rest of your life.
Exactly. Now I have more like of a better layout of what type of girl I want to go out with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally. And something else that I think is really, really cool about that is once you define for yourself the kind of girl that you want to be with, doesn't that define a little bit more about you?
Yes. I completely agree with you, man.
Right?
I completely agree with you.
Thanks a lot. You
find a different part of yourself
that
you haven't found before.
Nice.
It's like mining for gold, man.
Hey. It is mining for gold.
Mining for gold.
But the most precious gold in the fucking universe, man. This gold is your definition. This gold is
yourself. It's your spirit.
It's yourself, dude. It's your soul. Nice. Woo. Hey, guys, we just got a caller on the Vibration Station. We're going to take this right now.
Right.
You are live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to today?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Josh. It's Casey.
Hey, Casey. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. I love your show, Dave. I love you.
Well, Casey, we love you unconditionally. What can we help you out with today?
I just wanted to talk about a situation that I had with a major change that I just made.
Please.
I just graduated from high school in June.
Okay. Okay.
I was hanging out with this group of people who were the popular people.
Okay.
They were the it group.
Right, right, right.
And I found that I just turned into a bitch because these girls were so phony and the guys they hung out with thought they were all that.
Right.
And when I graduated, I went, why am I hanging out with these people? They're not in my heart, my kind of people. So I've come to this realization a month later.
Right.
That I am a different person, and I don't care to be with the it group. My other friends that I had that weren't in the group started calling me a bitch. And
what?
Yeah, and Miss Thing, because it was like a Lindsay Lohan movie, you know? It was like the bad girl, you know?
Yeah.
But I've changed my whole philosophy, and I don't care if I'm popular. I don't care what people think anymore. I don't care. I just want to be with some really real people who
absolutely
will love me for who I am. I don't have to look a certain way. I don't have to be skinny. I don't have to be beautiful.
That's
I can
right.
be who I am. And it took me a long time to get there, get out of that
right.
school to realize these people were just... And girls, I'm going to give you some advice out there. If you have a good man, stop being bitches. Because
oh,
you're going to push the guy away and then you'll regret it. So stop being phony and be kind and real to your guy. If you have a good guy, like it sounds like Josh had a good girl, and he, you know what? Just I'm just giving advice. I'm just sharing it with the girls out there.
Beautiful
stop
advice.
Being,
thank you so
stop
much.
Stop being a snobby bitches.
And guys, you do the same thing, all right?
Absolutely.
You treat your ladies like ladies. You put chivalry to full effect, man. I'm telling you guys right now,
yeah.
You open doors for your ladies. You buy
Absolutely.
Them dinners. You take them to nice movies, all right? You got to sacrifice your time to have a great time. You know what I'm saying, David?
Absolutely.
You just got to step out of the box, you know? If you're in a relationship, you got to make it work.
Absolutely.
Both of you have to turn your keys. Both of you have to say, yes, I want to have a fun day.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. Casey, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's interesting. Because you find that once I got out of high school, I kind of like started fading away from the people that I was hanging out with. I wasn't really kicking it with them too much. And like, I would find other things that excited me. I would find other aspects of life that got to me. And the interesting thing is high school, you know, when you're in it, that's all that matters, you know, but the moment you're out of it, it's all of a sudden you're in a different, you're in a whole different realm, you know. You're out of it. It doesn't matter anymore. Your popularity status, or you know, what parties you go to. You know, it starts to come to an end. And but it's all a part of growing. It's all a part of learning. And once again, to tie it into the show topic, it's all a part of, you know, detaching from what doesn't serve you.
Yeah,
you know?
letting go completely.
Letting go.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I started working with in a summer camp with kids.
Oh, yeah?
I have found some new friends, and the parents love me, and I don't care.
Right.
You know, I'm just nice and having a blast, and I don't care about these old friends anymore. They're just, you know, they're just snobs, and I love what I'm doing now, and
right.
I'm giving children, and I can have a blast and be who I am, and other
right.
people like me just for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the kids like me just for me.
Totally.
You know?
Well, how can
so.
They not, right? If you are a genuine person, you're going to attract genuine people. And,
right.
you know, you will attract to whatever vibration you are of. Right? It's simple physics. What you put out is what you get back. Casey, one thing that I'm going to leave you with is sit on this for a while. You can also check out the full meditation. It's like this meditation that like you walk through. It's like a visual meditation with this geometrical design, and you follow the lines and whatever. You can check out Bashar. If you type in Bashar, transformative shifting. That's cool. But what he says is, I desire to define my dedication to detachment. Once again, that's I desire to define my dedication to detachment. And when I say that, what I mean is I desire to know more of myself. I define more of who I am. I dedicate myself to desiring to define more of who I am, and then I detach from anything that is keeping me from being my true self, right?
Right.
I detach from anything that is keeping me from desiring to define who I truly am. Do you understand?
That's
yeah,
absolutely
I do.
Beautiful.
It's cool, man. It's really cool. And if you actually do the meditation, you'll find that if you open yourself up, you can really find a lot of information about yourself and your surroundings that have been lying in front of you the entire time, but you've just been too blind to see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Completely have to agree on that.
Thanks, bro.
That's great.
Casey, thank you so much for
thank
calling
you,
in.
Casey, thank you so much for those wise words.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
Love you too, Casey.
Love you too.
You have
thank
a great
you
one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much, Casey. We always love callers. If you guys want to call in, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that is davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Guys, talk about defining and desiring your dedication to everything. You know, you're just defining of who you are, and you count your blessings, and you find the things that through your experiences and through defining who you are and what you are and the kind of life you wish to lead, you find things that you are thankful for. And one thing that I'm very thankful for is today is my and my beautiful girlfriend's 14-month anniversary.
Oh, congrats, man.
I love you, babe. You're the best in the entire world. And I say that every single guy on the planet should be blessed enough to have a girl like you.
Oh, that is sweet.
It's so very true.
On the way to the studio, I heard David talking to his girlfriend.
Oh,
it was gorgeous, man.
Oh, man.
It was gorgeous.
You get out of here, bro. Gorgeous.
He knows exactly what chivalry is. Like, if you were to see how he treats his girlfriend, it's wow. It's like he treats her like she's on the red carpet, like, constantly. It's unbelievable.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. I get the same back. Guys, we're going to take a quick break in the show. Check out Real Boys Suck My Swing. You can't go wrong. Check it out.
because that was a pretty bomb.
Hell yeah, that's real boys suck my swing. The reason why we're always broadcasting some of that is because it's good shit. Those are dear friends of ours, very dear friends, that are up and coming, and they're blowing up in San Francisco. Our House Records. Also check out Real Boy on Facebook, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and everything else. They're all over the internet and all over San Francisco. So guys, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything.
Oh, yeah.
To raise your vibration. Once again, if you want to call in live on the air, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you're just tuning in, you are 36 minutes late, but that's okay, because we have been talking about during the this wonderful episode, we've been talking about how to detach from the things that don't serve you anymore, and how when you do detach from the things that don't serve you anymore, as displayed to us by Josh,
yeah,
our in-studio guest and friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. to say the least, we, as Josh has told us, once you detach from the things that don't serve you, it then allows you a better definition for what you really do want. And check this out. You can choose anything that you want. You can think any way in the entire world that you want. That is what the whole point of this station is, of the whole Dave's Good Vibration station. The reason why it's a good vibration is because you can choose whatever you want, right? It's up to you, and it's up to your thoughts. It's up to the way that you perceive every situation, and therefore the magnetics that come with that, right?
Yeah, totally, man. And I just want to ask you a question.
Please.
Do you meditate?
I have to say, I used to a lot more than I am now, but I have my own ways of meditation. I write music.
That's
super.
Definitely a form.
Right.
And when you write,
I sleep.
When you I think everyone sleeps.
Yeah.
For the most part, when you write music,
yeah,
what is your mindset? Do you feel free? What's going on when you write music, David?
Well, let's see, man. Thanks for the question, bro.
Yeah, man, no problem. I learn more new things about David every single day that I talk to him. You know?
Dude, I could say the same thing about you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, all very positive things. Let's see. Well, I mean, when I'm writing music, usually what's on my mind is whatever I'm trying to write about. But it's very interesting, and I think that this is very healthy for people to do. Is for a moment, see, we actually had a show, probably about 6 months ago. No, longer than that. Maybe even a year ago. We had this show where Sean Randall, who is an amazing channeler, she channels this entity Tora. She came on the show and channeled for us. We then had a caller, and he said, our caller, I can't believe I remember this. He goes, Tora, she was talking about meditation and how it's healthy for you and how it realigns your chakras and all this stuff. And then he goes, Tora, when I close my eyes to meditate, or when I do anything to meditate, I have a problem. I have a difficult time not thinking about all these other things that are on my mind. I can't stop thinking about what's, what I need to do at work, or, you know, after my meditation, what I have to do, and then, you know, what time I have to go over here and when I have to be over here. Well, when I write music, I like that to be my time, my opportunity to literally, you take anything that's on your mind, any stress, any worry, any problem, and wow, this is so hard, it's so difficult. You literally take that, put that in a box, and just set it aside.
Oh. Totally.
Right? But it's the most difficult thing because all these things, and this is this all ties into detachment, right? All these things that are on your mind that are stressing you out, these are a part of you. They literally become a part of you. You feel them. You feel them. Let's say, here, go on.
Oh,
no, please.
Oh, I was just going to say that it's not only love that you can detach from. It's from school. You know, it could be from drugs. It can be from drinking. It can be from anything, you know?
Anything. Josh, you're absolutely right. You're on the money, man. On the head.
So just like what you just said, you know, when you write music, you have to be stress-free. Otherwise, that stress is seen in your music.
Absolutely. But here's a... Josh is just on the money. But check this out. Here's the really, really cool thing. Here's a really another aspect of expression is taking those things that frustrate you, taking those things that inspire you to feel this despair, to feel this anger, to feel this hate, to feel this sadness, whatever negative emotion is in you, and then you actually just channel that through you onto the paper. Then, you know, you channel it through the music. You take that. And then once you've taken something from inside of you and put it outside of you, you're literally releasing it. And it literally makes you feel better. I actually, it's quite interesting that we're talking about this because a few days ago, you know, we all just do things that we look back and we're like, oh my God, what the fuck did I do? I'm so stupid and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Just, we all have things where, you know, excuse my French, where we fuck up once or twice, you know?
Totally,
And a few days ago, I had, needless to say, a fuck up, right?
Oh.
I'm not going to really get into it, but I did something that, you know, I was not proud of, and my current state of being, my current state was anger and frustration and madness and I ended up disrespecting people that I love the most, and it hurt them, and I felt super bad for it, right? Well, the day after, what I did is once I had calmed down and collected my thoughts and finally calmed my consciousness, what I had done is I had actually taken like all that guilt and like all that regret and that anger and I had started to put it down on paper. I put like an instrumental on, as you guys know, I rap, and I put an instrumental on my computer, and I just got, you know, a pen and a paper. And I just started to like write about like the way that I felt, even if it didn't rhyme. I was just like writing down like the way that I felt. And as I was writing, and actually, I'm not even kidding. When you write about something that you're passionate about feeling, when you write about any emotion, right, that you're feeling, it feels like there's little pockets in like your body that like you're getting it out and you're like writing it, and it's like release. But once you release these pockets, this is the coolest thing. It's like you open up to new feelings, new thoughts, new emotions about the situation that you never thought of because of these pockets that were holding these feelings and this energy that was holding you back from really realigning with your true self. So I found that once I started writing about how guilty I felt, and I started writing about why I did these things and my state of being and how I need to change, it actually, as I was writing, it actually started to define for me things that I want to change about myself and things that I want to add, take off, things that I want to just alter about my being and myself. So really, this whole negative experience turned out to be something very positive. Now I have on paper, you know, some of the greatest lyrics I've ever written. Oh, and, you know, along with that, like, I'm much more surfaced. I'm much more, you know, I feel a lot better about myself because I chose to realign that within my being, right?
Totally. I couldn't agree more with you.
Well, thanks, bro.
Man, I mean, I'm a musician.
You know, yeah, you totally are. Okay. I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
Josh is such such a phenomenal trombone player.
No.
Seriously, he's played with multiple jazz quartets and in like blues, you know, like jazz clubs and blues clubs. He's played with like these like, you know, 50-year-old men that have been playing like ever since they were like 6 years old. He's seriously, you're a prodigy on the trombone, man.
Oh, thank you so
much. It's true,
man.
Bro. It's true. So go on, please.
I was gonna say, when you play the blues, when you play any sort of music and you have stress building up inside of your body, the best way to get rid of that stress is to actually create something. Create something out of that stress.
Right.
Therefore, the stress leaves your body, goes into something else to make something beautiful. Okay? So I have all that stress build up inside my body. When I play music, when I play guitar, when I play, I don't know, when I'm fooling around on the drums or something like that, even the trombone. When I play the blues, when I play jazz, that stress just melts off my fingers, man. I can't stress enough how good it feels to create something.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be music. It could be anything. You could be an architect. You can, you know, build, you know, I don't know, get a set of Legos, build something. You're going to feel better about yourself. I'm telling
Hell
you.
Yeah.
It's always better to create than to destroy. And that stress just melts off when you create. You know, just like when David writes his lyrics, he loses all of his stress because the lyric, the stress goes into the pencil, into the lead, onto the paper. It leaves his body.
It does.
It leaves.
It totally does.
And that same stress never comes back in his life. Of course, he's going to have other different types of stress.
Right.
But then again, he's going to write more lyrics and the stress is going to leave his body.
Wow. Josh, what a beautiful statement.
Oh, thank you very
much. It's totally true. It's totally true. And here's something ironic about that that my father tells me. He goes, Dave, you know, if you're a guy and you've been 16 before, you've probably punched a hole in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So when I was younger, I've only punched two.
thankfully.
Oh wait, and then there's that one time. No, but my dad, he's always said, Dave, listen, when you get angry and you just can't, and you're just, you know, like that man power that's like, I need to punch a hole in the wall. Like, I just need to sock the wall as hard as I can, right? That man power that gets in, he goes, instead of socking the wall, he goes, imagine how much anger and frustration and energy it takes for you to throw your fist through a wall. He goes, now imagine if you were to take that exact same amount of energy and anger and frustration and then channel that into something creative.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, imagine, because it's the same energy, it's just going to be expressed in a much different way, right? He goes, so take, anytime you're frustrated, you're angry, he goes, take that and then put that into something creative, and you'll find that that's actually probably going to be some of the best product you've ever created in your life, right? And it makes me wonder, it makes me think, you know, like, think about Eminem, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm sure that Eminem wasn't all happy and joyous every time he was writing his lyrics. You know, like, he's talking about how hard his life is and this and that. And then, like, all 90s rappers, it's all, you know, growing up in the ghetto. Like, look at Tupac, look at Biggie. Like, all these guys obviously have had some hardships, and they've coped with it through their music. And they've taken that, instead of punching holes in the wall, I'm sure that Tupac and Biggie and Eminem have punched a few holes in the wall, but I'm sure that also, along with punching holes in the wall, they take that anger and then they channel that through the paper. And Josh, you're totally 150% correct when you say it gets out of your body. It's literally an energy, man. Energy is transferred. It's a physical, material thing. You can feel energy. You can. If you take your hands and you kind of wobble them together,
yeah, you feel warmth.
You feel warmth, and it starts to feel jello-y if you do it for long enough. And hey, if you even if you are under the right, you know, meditation and you're practicing the right things, you could even see energy. Totally. If you get to that vibration of consciousness, you definitely start to experience visual energy, which is an auric field, an aura.
Yeah.
There's also Krillian photography, which actually is a photography that can capture electromagnetic waves, and you see colors, and that is energy.
It's actually pretty beautiful.
It is pretty beautiful. It is quite cool. Hey guys, I want to thank Josh. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, man.
Dude, it's such a blessing.
A lot of fun.
As you know, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. We broadcast on LATalkRadio.com every Sunday. We send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, laughter, and everything else that can brighten your day. Make sure to go on to Davy Crockett. That's DaveyCrockett on Facebook. Like our page, listen to our music, and of course, Dave's Good Vibration Station. We love you guys. Have a blessed Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. In all the silly games like when we used to play and see.